She has so many green flags, but no one's perfect. She has good parents and values. She's only been with me and is not a party girl. I'm probably the red flag out of the two of us, but I am still faithful. I guess I'm just tripping now because after a few months we moved apart, long distance. Her parents have convinced her to join a sorority, and my experience has me not trusting of girls, even good ones. And your experience would be right. A lot of girls, here's lesson number one. A lot of girls can seem good. They really can. They can come from a decent family. They don't party. They don't drink. They don't post crazy pictures on Instagram. And their values can still be messed up. She can be really sweet to you. Like a lot of guys in the comments will probably agree. You can meet a girl who's so sweet to you. She says everything that you want to hear. And then let's say you've been dating her for a couple of months, a couple of years, and you have like a bit of an argument and you see how cold-hearted a lot of girls can be. You like a lot of men are shocked at how cold and how fast a woman can switch up, and a woman can, for example, act like the relationship didn't even mean anything. She can act in ways where she completely disregards your heart. She can start cheating, talking to other guys and lying about it compulsively and all these things, even if she has those green flags. This is why trusting your gut opinion is actually better than looking at her red and green flags, because you can have a girl who has so many green flags and she still cheats. You can have a girl who has a lot of glaring red flags and she will actually treat you really nicely. Like a lot of guys, you've met a girl who's like a complete hoe, right? The community bop, as you kids like to call it. And she can be actually genuinely really nice to you, supportive, encouraging, everything. It's almost like therapeutical, not always, but sometimes it can be therapeutic to date a girl who clearly has got a lot of red flags, but she's just actually nice to you. Whereas sometimes you can date a girl who has a ton of green flags and she's a horrible human being. And the hardest part with this is, it seems in this case, is you meet a girl who seems good, her foundation seems good, her family seems good, she's got green flags, her behavior with you is good, but you still have this gut feeling. That's because you have seen some subtle signs that she's actually not that good. You got her, and when you first attracted her, you saw that she was following like 800 people on Instagram, and you can just guess that there's a few hundred guys on there. She's texted hundreds of guys in her life. That's not a hard woman to get. That's an easy woman to get. Maybe she's told you some details about her past that makes you feel sick. And even though she acts really good and pure with you, you still know that there's most likely something that's not spoken about just yet. So be careful with this, because you would assume that if you found a good girl from a good family, that everything would be like sunshine and rainbows. She's of course going to have good values. Her family's really good. Her parents are still in love. You know, and it can be brutal to see even a girl like this can be genuinely like heartless, cheating, disloyal, everything. So you still have to be careful, even when the girl seems good. Now, if you do meet a girl who seems good and you want to pursue a relationship, then absolutely go for it and I'd be happy for you. But you still have to be careful, because these days, good girls have all been fucked for free. These days, like the modern good girl has had two or three like situationships, especially by the time you're in your like mid-20s, for example, you're dating a girl who's like 22, whatever years old. Even a good girl has had like 2, 3, 4 situationships these days. And if a girl's been fucked for free before, then she's not actually good, but she can seem good to you. And you can argue like, oh, but it was in the past and blah, 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 blah. But just be careful, boys. Just be careful. And so in this situation, he's telling us that he was actually her first. She's only been with you, which is very good. She's got a bunch of green flags, which is very good to hear. But then she's basically comfortable to joining a sorority, which, if people don't know, a sorority is basically like a fuck fest. It's like the female equivalent of a frat, which is basically like groups that people in American colleges will join just to socialize, party, and have a lot of sex. Basically, that's what it's for. And so it is a massive red flag for a girl who is okay with that. And if you even have to convince her, like, wait, no, that's not okay, blah, 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 she wants to go. So you could meet a girl who seems so good, but if she's down for something like this, if she's, you know, got like too much of a past, but she seems so good for you, if she lies to you once, if she, you know, like these little things that, or big things here and there, this shows you that she's not, she doesn't have like, you know, like she's not that good. Just because a girl has some good flags, which is the point, you know, that's the contradiction of this post, is that she's got good parents and values and stuff, doesn't mean that she still can't cheat given the right kind of circumstance and the environment and the right peer group and peer pressure and everything. So if your girl is going into an environment which is made for cheating, like that's what the sort of nightclub, night scene, party environment is made for, don't risk it. Because let's say best case scenario, she stays loyal during this time. You're just going to be like anxious for the next few years of your life while she's in this sorority, like, you know, this party mode. And you know what parties are like. You know how easy girls are to fucking parties. Like in a party, in a nightclub, no girl actually has a boyfriend. No woman actually has a husband. They can say they do, but imagine this, right? Imagine you go up to, you're in a party. Let's say you go to a nightclub, right? And there's a woman over there. You go up to her and say something like, oh, hi, where are you from? How, you know, what's your name? Whatever. And you shake her hand and she leaves her hand in your hand. And so, you know, you feel like, okay, there's a bit of a connection there. Maybe you move your thumb a little bit and you say, you're really beautiful. What's your name? Oh, nice to meet you. I've not seen you here before. You know, you're still talking like this, flirting. And when you start like, you know, looking a little bit extra, or, you know, let's say you get her number or something, that's when she says like, oh, but I'm married. That's already cheating. But girls who go into environments like this, or honestly, like even girls who don't go to environments like this, a lot of girls, bro, you can straight up tell them, okay, don't talk to guys. If a guy comes to you, don't do it. If a guy messages you or follows you, don't follow him back, nothing like this. And she can still go and do it. And if, and after this happens, if you look at the girl and be like, what the fuck, that's cheating. Like a lot of girls, this is when you see their real face and they'll look at you like you're a little bitch. You're like, no, no, it's not. No, it's not cheating. No, it's not. And you'll be shocked, like all this time you thought you had a good girl. Like we've seen posts like this inside of our community all the time. You think you found a good girl and you can see the most heartless side of her after something like this, when she goes into sort of the nightclub environment, she travels, whatever. But she can be texting you the entire time telling you, oh, she loves you, or this is amazing, I'm going to see you soon, whatever. And all these tons of guys will be flirting with her. And bro, she's going to be holding eye contact with them. She's going to be shaking their hands, going for hugs. The same guy who comes to like the parties or whatever, they're going to have like a bit of rapport. They're going to always go in for a kiss on the cheek or whatever. And it's very likely that one of those guys will fuck her. It's very, bro, because they get so many opportunities to do so. Right? So it's like you have to be careful with the girl who has green flags, but still you can see that there's something, like signs that she's still in the sort of promiscuous lifestyle. She's just got too much exposure to guys. She's too fine with guys hitting on her. She was following hundreds of guys when you first met her. These kind of signs all show you that she's very likely, like she has a dirty past. But a girl with a dirty past, it's not just about the past. It's because it interferes with the present, right? If it was just in the past, it's still disgusting, but potentially you could move on because you think, okay, but in the present moment, it's all good. No, if she has any past at all, like anything, it will interfere with the present. It will. After enough time, the same guys will message her again and she'll delete the message, or she'll walk or drive past them, or she'll see them again and they'll have a little intimate moment, which is basically cheating. This is why men, we value purity above all for a real relationship. We want her to be beautiful and to have a good personality and, you know, to be funny, and she'd be a good mother and all those kinds of things, sure. But as men, one of our number one values is purity and loyalty. We just want her to be for us only. And this is what a lot of women just simply lack these days, because their fathers are pussies, their moms are hoes, and their moms are telling you, their mothers are basically living vicariously through their sluttiness, because their mothers are dating like little beta male husbands. So just be careful dating a seemingly good girl, because it's when you date a good girl with a ton of green flags, that's when you let your guard down. That's when you don't do the simple background checks. That's when, for example, you don't check who she's following. That's when you don't, like, you know, ask her one day, like, could I see your messages? You just say that and just see her response. Just see what happens. You know, you don't do these things with a seemingly really, really good girl because you think you don't have to. You know, you think you're more secure than that. And then so many guys have got a horror story with a good girl that they were completely blindsided, that actually, in a weird way, she was actually a massive hoe. And in this case here, his girlfriend is going to be joining a sorority, which is basically like a party fuck fest for a few years. So that's very concerning. I have no reason not to trust her. I just know what kind of girl she's going to be around and the guys too. And I know she's attractive enough to never go without attention. It's such a calm thing to say to yourself, like, oh, I have no reason to trust her. She's a good girl, whatever. But there's a reason why this young man wrote a post inside of our community. There's a reason why you're watching this on YouTube for everyone else. Is because you actually have the gut feeling that something's wrong. You're trying to change your gut feeling with your own sort of cognitive thoughts, your big brain, and say, you know what, but she's actually kind of sweet because her parents are still good, and she's sweet because, you know, she messages me every day, and she makes AI pictures of me and her and our future children, you know, like all this sweet stuff you could think about. She can still be an absolute, just a very ugly woman. She can do all of this stuff and still be like a cheater and a liar and stuff. And the problem is, you don't see how ruthless a woman can be until it's too late. You think that she'll always be sweet and kind and caring. And with these types of girls, I found in my personal experience, it's actually so much more painful because with these types of girls, they usually have like no remorse. You know, the good girl who comes from a good family, they've been given like princess treatment by their parents. And so when you see this type of girl, let's say eventually she's going to a party, right? And let's say that same night you see that she followed a guy. So you call her and be like, wait, what? Like, you know, what? Like, what's this? That's basically cheating. Like, you must have been flirting with him. You took his Instagram. And if, you know, she might apologize or whatever. But if there's a moment where she realizes, like, the relationship's going to shit, you'll see the heartlessness and the cold, just sheer ice cold heart of the very same woman that you thought was actually a really lovely girl. She had every reason to be a lovely girl, good family, good values, you know, doesn't party, doesn't drink, all those things. And these girls can be more dangerous. You have to actually be more careful with the seemingly good girls. If you feel like you found a good girl, you have to be more careful. You have to vet her more, not less. Because obviously you're going to fall for the girl who seems good way harder than you would a girl who seems obviously not as good. And you'd be shocked. Like, one thing that guys don't understand till it hits them too late is this transition. It's a very quick transition of this moment with a girl who has been so sweet to them the entire time instantly turns into like a cold-hearted bitch. This is something that you'll only relate to when it's actually happened. And if it's related to anyone who's watching this on YouTube, leave a comment below so everyone else can like learn from your experience. But like, fuck, bro, if you hear some of the stories of men on the internet who'll tell you like, oh yeah, so she had a good family and, you know, she was texting me every day. She appreciated me. She was the best girlfriend I ever had. I was the best boyfriend I could have been. Everything was so amazing. And then one day I saw something, you know, whatever it is, he saw something. And then, you know, like he broke up with her. And she's texting him every day. I want you to take me back. I'll do everything, whatever. And, you know, he's like, okay, maybe he can move on past this. She's really trying. Okay, fine. They start seeing each other again. He feels happy. She feels happy. And then he gets a gut feeling that something went wrong. And eventually he finds out that she went on a date or even fucked a guy like the same day that he broke up with her. And when it's very clear that he's now going to fully break up with her, he will see the cold-heartedness of this woman that he had never seen before. How quickly a woman can switch and basically disregard like a man's heart. This is like an evolutionary thing. It really is. I swear to God, this is real. Because throughout history, throughout hundreds of thousands of years of human evolution, women were basically like war brides. What that meant was, imagine there's a group of men, group of women in a tribe and an enemy tribe. When the enemy tribe come over and kill all of the men here, they want the women. They don't really just want to kill the women. They want the women because, well, they're going to rape them to have children, right? That's what like human sort of battles have always been. Think about the two kinds of women. Both of their partners have just been killed. One woman will be fighting, screaming, clawing because her husband, you know, her partner's just been killed by this enemy tribe. That's too much of a headache. And so the tribesman will end up killing her as well. Some women will, in a very extremely red pill primal way, look to the conqueror who's just killed her partner, and she will just get wet for him because he is the dominant alpha male. And just that look that she could give him, that now he's the one that, you know, gets her, he will then, of course, take her. There's no reason to kill a girl who's instantly attracted to you. And of course, then these are the girls who stayed alive. These are the girls who were able to have children. And then that DNA, that genetics, has been passed down. And so what we have now in the modern day is most women are extremely fine and happy to move on extremely quickly, like way quicker and way more in a heartless way than you'd realize. This is like women have like the light switch effect. They can literally like change their entire perception of you instantly. As a guy, for example, if a girl does something completely disgusting and hurtful to you, you'll be there for months afterwards thinking like, how could she do that? Like, you know, the day before she was texting me sweet things and we had that plan to do this and this and this. As guys, we're super sweet. We hold on to like a woman's track record. We remember like so many big things she said to us. Women are actually not like this. Women are able to just flip a switch and instantly basically just think of you as like a bitch through your entire relationship, if only like only based on like your last conversation where you were upset that she like basically cheated or something, and she can just move on that quickly. Like, guys are shocked that whenever you have like a break with your girlfriend, you know, like you're kind of breaking up, she did something to hurt you, and then you think, okay, you broke up with her, but then was it bad enough to break up? You don't really know. So, you know, you talk a little bit more, you have sex again, and you miss her, and you tell her, and she misses you. Okay, sweet. You'd be so surprised like how often, how popular this sort of story is on the internet. Like, I've read it at least like fucking 50 times in my life where the guy ends up breaking up with the girl because she did something, you know, like that was hurtful, but it wasn't just quite enough to really, really want to move on. And he ends up, you know, seeing her again, having sex, getting feelings for her again. And eventually he finds out that literally on the same day or the day afterwards, she was basically out being a whore, just moving on. You'd be shocked at how common that story is. I remember being 17, 18, 19 years old and seeing the exact same kind of story all the time when I, because I used to research, you know, like relationships and red pill and this like sexual dynamics. I always found this stuff like this is the most interesting topic like I've ever learned about. And I used to hear this from married men like all the time. And they always used to say, like, just watch out. Like, a woman can switch extremely quickly. And so that's the problem with when you have a girl who's amazing, when you have a girl who has green flags, just be careful. Because, look, I'm happy for you. If you found a girl with a lot of green flags, just be careful. Because you are more likely to commit and basically enter in blind. You're more likely to not do your due diligence, to sort of ignore some signs here and there. You know, you'll see her one day, she gets like approached by a guy and you see her have a full conversation with him, even though you guys are like talking or dating. You'll see that she's texting a guy. You'll see that she just follows a random guy and she'll act like it's not a big deal. But really, that guy just approached her. Like, that guy literally left that situation thinking that he's going to fuck her. All these little things can happen. And this is the problem with meeting girls who seem good, but there's still little red flags that you see. You know what I mean? You can meet a girl who seems amazing, but there's little moments where your gut instinct is telling you like, oh, wait, focus on that. That's really crazy. But because she seems so good, because she's beautiful, because she seems better than all the girls you dated, you kind of undermine the clear signs that she's actually still a hoe. In this case, yeah, her parents have convinced her to join, but she's an adult. She's choosing to go herself, and she would have been sat there with her parents. She probably would have been telling her parents she wants to go. Don't believe like a woman's lies when she says like, oh, someone's making me do this. In that conversation with her parents, she probably was smiling, happy, thinking about it as well. She wants to go. Basically, this is like, you know, like a street cat, right? I live in Bali. There's a lot of like street dogs and street cats. This is a street cat. She wants to be back on the street. She wants to, bro. She, like, for a lot of women, bro, they yearn for degeneracy. They yearn for like parties, nightclubs, and the attention of hundreds of guys. They yearn for it. And you, and at least you, like this guy who's wrote this post, at least he knows, he's smart enough to know that like she's gonna be around a ton of girls and a ton of guys. And I'm telling you, if you haven't had, by the way, like a real big experience in the party scene like I have, I am telling you, it's so easy to fuck girls who've got boyfriends. Like, you see the same girl in the same sort of party nightclub every week. And you like, it's such a normal thing to go up and to kiss each other on the cheek and to dance together and stuff. And the girl who's got a boyfriend, she'll tell you that she's got a boyfriend, but you see her again the next week and the next week and the next week. And one night when it lines up perfectly with when her boyfriend was acting like a little bit of a bitch or they had a bit of an argument, that's when she fully just cheats. And you will not even know. And you'll be living a lie. She'll cheat one or two times and then maybe not again. But like, obviously the relationship should be broken, but she's not going to tell you. She's not going to tell you. Her friends there aren't going to tell you. These guys get easy opportunity to your girl. So then at that point, if your girl has like a ton of guys who have contact with her, that's not your girl. It's not. It's everyone's girl, right? And so don't invest into a girl that is going to be in this environment or just lives a lifestyle where so many guys are like enter her life. You know what I mean? If you meet a girl and she's following hundreds, like let's say she has a follower count of like 1,000 and she's following hundreds of guys, hundreds of girls, bro, that's a girl who's easy. That's a girl who's easy. She's given access to herself to so many guys. That means that she's literally built a habit of getting approached by guys and just giving them her Instagram, phone number, whatever. That's a massive red flag. Of course it is. Even if it was before you, because it's just dirty to be with a girl who so many guys can contact. They will contact her inside of the relationship. Your girl, if she goes to parties and nightclubs often, she will absolutely give her number and Instagram to a bunch of guys. I'm telling you, I would literally bet $1 million that within a month, your girl would have done something that's at least defined as micro cheating. Like she's given her number or Instagram to someone. She had too much of like an intimate sort of connection with a guy in the party. I would literally bet $1 million. Like I would lose $1 million if that didn't happen within a month. I would bet it, seriously. And this is the case, even if you're a Chad. You might think, oh, well, you know, I'm attractive. I'm like, you know, confident. No, even if you're a Chad, bro, even if you're an absolute giga Chad, girls who are just around guys, girls who just like, you know, they're just like the same modern day girl, bro, they're all doing this. Like they're all doing it. The hardest part is that we all know that like a girl can be a hoe and hoes can fuck around and cheat and stuff. We all know this. The hardest, most brutal part of dating for men is meeting a girl who seemingly is good, but you know that there's a bit of red flags. Like, for example, you know a bit of her past and it's like a little bit disgusting. You've heard like, you know, one detail or whatever. Or you saw that, you know, she's following hundreds of guys. Or you saw that one day, like a guy approached her, even though, you know, you're with her and she didn't like shut it down fast enough or whatever. You know, you saw a few random little flags like this. She had a male friend when you met her, whatever. I'm telling you, that same girl who seems good, but there's a few little red flags that you've seen, she is as dangerous as the rest of them. Perhaps even 10 times more dangerous, honestly, because again, a hoe is truthful and honest, but good girls are scammers and fraudsters, right? The good girl these days has sent nudes to 10 to 20 guys. Like 10 to 20 guys have pictures and videos of her. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys have had sex with her. And she might tell you it was only 1 or 2 or 3, but it's usually triple what a girl says. That's like the good girl these days, seriously. Like the amount, like think about it, I own this community where guys come in and talk about problems. The amount of horror stories that I've heard of girls who really seemed so good for, you know, our community members. Who, like, if you asked me for advice and said, okay, Hamza, here's like green flags and red flags, I'd be like, well, bro, are you like, yeah, she sounds fucking awesome. Like, wife her up, like, you know, like, get into a relationship. You would all believe, like, a girl who's a good girl. And then she does something fucking crazy. It's the culture we just live in today, boys. It really is. And like, I wish, you know what? Look, I'm not going to do any good boy fucking propaganda to you. Cause usually in these kinds of videos, the guy who's making the video will tell you like, yeah, but you know, good girls are out there. You just need to find one. And then the guy's like single and unmarried. Bro, if it like, don't fall for this lie that like, oh yeah, there's tons of good girls out there, because it's actually just not true. The good girls these days are not good by our definition. The good girl these days have still got, like hundreds of guys have got access to her. She will still do like micro cheating behaviors. She'll be a good girl. She's into you. She texts you every day. She texts you the biggest thing, like you're the sweetest guy. And then she'll like give her Instagram to a guy that walks past her. That's normal these days. Seriously, like that's a good girl does that. Good religious girls, the same exact same thing. In fact, it potentially even more insidious, because religious girls are better at hiding this stuff as well, because they hide it from their families. So I'll be honest to you, because I would love to present myself as like the expert. Okay, step number one of finding a good girl, do this. But the truth is, bro, I'm telling you, nobody in the modern day knows consistently how to find like the good girl who absolutely won't cheat, who doesn't have a past and who's still beautiful and has a good personality. If anyone could do that, they'd be a fucking trillionaire, bro. You'd cure the modern dating scene instantly. But it's there so far, like I do a lot of research. I'm telling you, like I'm at the sort of pioneering edge of this. I'm researching as much as possible. There's no good solution so far. Other than maybe you just get kind of like lucky. You just live your life and you might meet a girl who's decent. That's it. That's the only thing you can do. So if you want a real relationship, that's, you know, the method for the guys on YouTube who are still single. But if you are in a relationship already and you're having these gut feelings, just be so careful, because if she's a good girl, you're very likely to just ignore the blatant signs there. My mind is split between trust her as far as you can throw her, and you can only ever believe in her loyalty if you test it, and you picked her because she's a good girl, and a lot more of those thoughts. Either way, I'm 22, dialed, working on making money online, lifting and training, no jerking off. Thought I'd take a shot at getting some advice from this community. Elijah, so one of our members, replied, if I were you, I would have no mercy. When I think of my girl going off to college, I would immediately end it and forget about her. Because all it takes is the right man to say the right things and she's gone. Yeah, this is very true. It's hard to want to break up with a girl before she's done anything wrong. But statistically, bro, there is like a 90%+ chance that she's going to do something fucked up. Like in the first month, not even over the years of college. It's just how it is, especially when you're not in the same college. If, for example, you were like the cool frat bro that is joining with her sorority or something, you know, that they party together, then you could potentially like negate it, because if she's going to cheat, it's too obvious. You know, your group parties with her group. There's too many witnesses, whatever. Maybe that can potentially work. But when she's going off to college and you're not, bro, that's one of the brutal things. I can't tell you how often when I was in university, right? And we would be like pre-drinking with girls, a big group of us, 10 of us. And one girl always had a boyfriend who the girls would be laughing about, telling her like, oh, just break up with him, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, but he's sweet, whatever. And the same girl would always see, like, bro, this was like every week you'd see, like, you know, not the same girl, but like, you know, like different girls. They'd be in the club later, like kissing a random guy, like crazy, blah, 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 crazy kissing. They'll go back together and the boyfriend at home doesn't know. She'll text him saying like, oh yeah, I'm just out with the girls. Haha. Like you wouldn't have any idea which night she's been fucking or not. It's just not worth the stress. You know what I mean? It's really not worth the stress, bro. The whole point of being in a relationship is like, you don't worry about these things. As soon as you're worrying about her loyalty like this, at that point, it's like, bro, it's like, the point of a relationship's just been negated. The relationship's supposed to improve your life. But if you're worrying about your partner because they're in such a risky environment, or you know their personality, they're way too open with guys, they like follow guys back, or she refuses to stop texting someone or whatever it is, bro, it's just brutal. It's not good for your mental health. Just leave it there. Because eventually, hopefully you can find a girl who doesn't do these things, and you still need to vet her and be careful still with that girl, right? Because that's the big issue here, is you can meet a girl who seems amazing, but you need to still vet her and be really safe with your commitment in a girl. Don't needlessly just get your heart broken by a girl that you haven't like done a real background check on. Okay? So for everyone watching this, just be careful, boys, because we go through so much pain and suffering that women wouldn't even understand. Seriously, we've all got a story of like heartbreak and betrayal, and she said this, and then she said this, then I caught her doing this, and then when I showed her the evidence, then she finally told me the truth, and she said, okay, yeah, I lied about this, and then you relax a little bit, but you still feel so hurt, and then you find out more truth that she lied about the other thing as well, and then blah, 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 like, bro, this is such high cortisol dating life. The whole point of your dating life is like to make your the rest of your life better, right? That's the whole point. If you're with like girls like this and you're stressing and everything, you're honestly better off just being single. Because the thing is, these days, bro, when you're single, you can still have a good dating life when you're single, right? These days, you can be single and still have sex and still fuck for free the same girls. Like the girl that you're in a relationship with, often you can just fuck her for free outside of a relationship, like the same girl. Seriously, like most girls have had like the sort of fuck for free situationship anyway. So then at that point, it's like, why add the extra commitment and stress for a girl whose price is here? Why are you just paying more? You know, this is why like the red pill is so true, because in the modern day, like girls are so red pilled. You know, guys, like a lot of sweet guys from our community, our channel, they always get butt hurt whenever I talk about red pill, because they want like, you know, the blue pill fairy tale and stuff. But they don't realize like the girls they're going to get are red pilled. Like girls are more red pilled than guys are. Girls understand this shit. Girls know this shit. You know what I mean? So girls like, bro, the girls spin plates. Girls will have 5, 6, 10, 50 fucking guys at once. You know, they'll be texting 50 guys, entertaining all of them, right? When a guy has like a roster of like 3, 4 girls, it seems like, oh, you know, that's like Gen Z, whatever. But when a girl has a roster of like fucking 10, 20 guys and she gets into a relationship and, you know, her new man makes her remove everyone, but she keeps one in, you know, like as a different contact name, or, you know, just weird shit like this, bro. It's like nobody bats a fucking eye. That's completely normal for girls these days. And you have to be careful, because you know what you see on the internet of these like dark parts of relationships? It's not just like, oh, social media making your mental health bad. These are the realities for guys who are even sweet and who have chosen good girls, right? That's the message, right? Like understand this. This isn't just like, oh, you're dating a hoe. This isn't just like, oh, like this is for, you know, fuck boys, whatever. No. Like when you see it on social media, just like this video, when you see someone telling you that even good guys who are genuinely good boyfriends are getting with good girls and everything's amazing, but then the good girl is actually being a hoe, that's real shit. This isn't just like, you know, social media making you feel negative. The reason why you hear this so often is because it's happening so often. So if you're in a relationship like this and you've got like the gut feeling that some things are wrong, be careful, because to your face, when you talk about it to your girl, she will lie and tell you, no, it's only you. And no, I couldn't even imagine talking to guys. And bro, it's a complete lie. Every guy has got a story where a girl said something like that to us. And it's a complete lie. Like the same day she'll tell you like, no, what? Like, I'm only obsessed with you. I don't know why you think I'm talking to other guys. She like will go on a date with a different guy. And you'd be like you wouldn't even like believe it. Some girls can be so psychopathic and creepy and just damn right, just liars, like just shady, poor character. And the thing is, you'd expect this from a girl who's covered in tattoos, who's a whore. Okay, fair enough. You wouldn't expect this from a girl who comes from a genuinely good family and her parents are still in love. You wouldn't expect it. That will take you from like, you know, from like you'll be blindsided. That's the tricky part here. I'm always trying to help, like I want to help all guys, but the guys who have my heart the most are the good guys who want a good relationship, because you are going to be hurt the most in the modern dating scene. The fuck boys who just want to fuck, for them, it's like they've got a simple life. It's the guys who want family and relationship, and you're going to end up going with a girl who seems good, and obviously she's not going to be perfect, or maybe she will seem perfect, but you'd be shocked at the behavior of women these days. You have to be careful. And one final thing, the behavior of women does not actually correlate that much to the level that you're at as a man. You can be like, bro, you can be everything. You can be jacked, Chad, and girls will still cheat. You've probably heard so many stories of like guys who are like complete Chads and their girls cheated on them with like 5-10 guys. There's stories from celebrities. Women are with billionaires and they still cheat. It's not a reflection on you. It, you know, in the masculinity space, we like to say like, oh, if a girl cheats, it's your fault because, you know, you weren't masculine. No, not really, bro. The women cheat on billionaires. Women cheat on like sport superstars. Like those are some of the most like alpha male men on the fucking planet, right? Like they're 6'5" fucking athletes and whatever. And women still cheat on them. It's not, if a girl cheats on you, it's not even a reflection on you, bro. It's just like girls are just fucked up in the head. And I guess even guys are as well, but it's just, like, it's just the truth. It's just the bitter fucking truth. This is why it sounds hopeless, but the very least, like, the most important thing you can do is just educate yourself on the red pill and on female nature. So at least you're aware of these. You're aware of, like, you know, this, the psychological words of, like, trickle truths and those kinds of things and gaslighting. You know, you're aware of these phrases and what they look like, so that when a girl starts lying to you, you'll know in your mind, like, oh, she's using that tactic that like Hamza teaches, or she's using trickle truth, or she's using this gaslighting tactic, or she's using this form of manipulation. Because good girls are like, they are rampant with their use of manipulation, right? Because when you think about it, a good girl these days is basically a manipulator who's tried to convince you successfully that she's a good girl, when actually another guy knows that she's a cum guzzling whore. That's the problem. If every girl was truthful, you wouldn't need any of this advice. You just talk and ask. But the truth is, even good girls who you would not think are liars are still liars. Seriously. Like, it's insane how common girls are just liars about their past, about other guys. Even girls who seem good, they will lie to your face, even if they've just been saying an hour ago that like you were the man of their dreams. The amount of horror stories I've personally heard from young men is just insane. Never mind, I've experienced stuff in my own dating life. We all have. So just watch yourself out there, boys. Become red pill aware. It's one of the most important things you can do. If you want to join our community to get my advice with things like this and to get advice from everyone else, you can come and join. It's the top link in the description. And the first course that you get will give you access to the red pill course. This one here, you start with this one, and I really think it's valuable if you watch this entire video. So just come have a look. Go click on the link that's just below this video, and you might want to join. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it.